time is now 1:55 p.m. on Monday, October 5th, 2009, and I'm dialing in to the Bob Proctor interview with Don Green.
We're sorry.
Yeah, which starts at 2 o'clock.
Be on, I'm sure, momentarily.
Yeah.
released tomorrow. It's in stores tomorrow. I guess it's in all the top stores, is it?
Yes, sir. Everywhere.
That is so good.
Yeah,
do we have Don with us yet?
Yeah, Don's here.
Hi, Don. How are you?
I'm fine, Bob. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Well, Susan, I guess we're ready to roll.
Yes, we are, Bob. I'd like to welcome our special guest tonight.
Well, we have people from all over the world on here with us.
Well, thank you for having us.
That's repeat there. Thanks a bunch, especially when it's people that knows our information.
Well, everybody on our line knows the Napoleon Hill information. I can assure you of that, Don. Maybe we'll start with Don here, Sharon and Greg. I've got in front of me a beat-up old Think and Grow Rich book that my brother gave me in 1963. I had one for 2 years before that, but he gave me this one bound in leather. I've carried it everywhere I go. And it's a phenomenal book, you know. When you read this book, it's got so much power in it, and I've never stopped reading it. Just carried it all over the world and never stopped reading it. When did the foundation begin, Don?
1962
was the beginning of the Napoleon Hill Foundation. And was that started by Clement Stone?
No. Well, he was instrumental in helping it get started. Yes, he was, because Hill was still around, and he had the idea, but they never really set the nonprofit up until 1962.
I see. And you're the CEO of the foundation?
That's right. Yes.
How did you get involved in it, Don?
Well, Bob, you know, when I can get a book done together and get it out there as good as you did with Born to Be Rich, I wrote a section on opportunity. And, you know, sometimes things don't come to us. We have to go out there.
Yeah.
I was a bank president, and I've read Hill stuff since I was in my 20s. And I wrote them a letter one time and told them about making a big speech. I had an audience of, I think it was maybe I had 12 or 15 people at a historical society. And when I went home, I wrote Mr. Stone a letter and told him about it. And he invited me to Chicago and said, he said, "Boy, you know this material better than we do." Said, "Would you like to sit on our board?" And I said, "What I got to do?" He said, "Come to Chicago a few times a year and keep up with us. We'll pay you expenses." So they put me on the board. And then, of course, you know Mike Ritt. Mike was in his 70s and having health problems. And at the same time, when I reached age 60, the guys decided to sell the bank, and that was a good timing. So I left from that, and I've been doing this going on 10 years now.
Well, you're doing a phenomenal job with it, and it's at Purdue University.
Well, the World Learning Center is at Purdue. The official Napoleon Hill Foundation is in Wise, Virginia, which is where Hill's birthplace is. Our legal office in Virginia, our educational bits is on Purdue's campus at Calumet.
But you got a beautiful place there.
Absolutely beautiful.
I was over there,
yeah.
And into the library. I could have just stayed in the library probably for weeks, looking at all the old books and all the old papers. It was a real treat being there, being such a dyed-in-the-wool Napoleon Hill fan and Andrew Carnegie. And you're practicing, or you're celebrating the 100th year of Hill on the 24th, 25th of this month. Is that correct?
Yes, yes. That's in honor of he went to interview Andrew Carnegie in 1908, and that really started his interviews with people that he composed his philosophy of success from those interviews over a 20-year span of time.
Now, how did you start working with Sharon Lecter and Don Greg Reed in putting together 3 Feet from Gold, because it's a phenomenal book?
Well, I had the project on my back shelf, and when the economy turned, I thought, gosh, the story of giving up is a first lesson, and I thought, man, that would be a tremendous a story. And so I knew Greg through our friend Charlie Jones, and Greg was looking for something other to do, and we'd done some interviews and got going, and I knew Sharon through working with doing some children's programs I guess we're optimists. We think we can educate everybody in the world. It may take us a little while. We won't we won't get it done this year or next year, but we've started on it. Because we would not have had the calamity. We would have just went through. You know, us bankers are greedy by nature, but we can't do any good unless we've got people out there that don't understand finances. I couldn't put a note out there to you that the payment would be more than what your income is, you know, because you understand finances, but a lot of people don't. They don't what they was getting herself into, whether that their payment could double. So I asked Sharon to help out because she had all the experience and knowledge in the Rich Dad, Poor Dad series, and it just made a tremendous combination.
Well, you must be excited, and the foundation must be excited, that 3 Feet from Gold is going to be in bookstores tomorrow. And I know everybody on the line is going to want to get it and enjoy it, because anyone that's on our mailing list or is on these calls, we do these calls every Monday night, 5 p.m. New York time, and every one of them is a dyed-in-the-wool, positive thinking, you know, student. And so, you know, they're going to want this book, but you must be excited about having it come out.
Yeah, I think, Bob, it's just been tremendous, and the response. We've got some from people, I mean, every day. I mean, I just got off the phone, the lady, I had to cut her short. She was an editor for a newspaper. She said, I read that thing over the weekend. She said, I just can't get over it. She said, everybody ought to read the thing. I said, well, tell your papers that you were out for, you know, and she just went on and on about the thing, about the advice from a different people was in the book. So it's a lot of pride to us, and we're not doing this for money. You know, if we was doing it for money, we'd probably be doing something another else. We're doing it. The fact is, we can help people, and the money we do end up with will go for scholarships for college kids. It's a good feeling to see things fall in place and to know that we'll have a positive influence on a lot of people.
Well, Don, I'm glad I know you, and I'm really pleased to work with you and the foundation in doing anything we can do to promote Napoleon Hill's work. Let me flip over to Greg Reed. I guess, Greg, it was you that got a hold of Don, wasn't it?
Well, we met through our mutual friend, again, Charlie Tremendous Jones, and through that meeting, we kind of built up a bond, and when I returned back home to San Diego, he dropped me an email and said, you know, we should do something together someday. And I went, holy smokes. I go, I'm going to take advantage of that opportunity. And I reached out and said, what do you suggest? And that's where 3 Feet from Gold was originally brought up and brainstormed. And one of the people we feature in this book, obviously, Bob, is yourself. And we got to make sure that we're talking about that, because one of the greatest quotes in this book, in the chapter named Attitude, is, if you want something to change, then change the way you look at it. Bob Proctor, and I'm telling you, some of the messages that you left in this book are absolutely life-changing, and it's going to influence a lot of people. So thank you for being part of it.
Oh, well, it was a pleasure. Listen, in being able to do anything to help you or Sharon or Donna, unless the foundation on this is it's an honor for me to be a part of it. You know, When you think of what you've done with this and how it's going to impact lives, because it's going to be impacting lives for years and years to come, long after we're all gone, 3 Feet from Gold is, there's so many people that stop 3 Feet from Gold, and it's such a sin, because there's always a better way. There's always another way. And
yeah, you got that right.
Well, you really got that across.
Yeah, well, 3 Feet from Gold is, remember, original from R.U. Darby.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
About the gold miner who quit 3 Feet from Gold. And
why don't you share that story quickly with everybody on the line?
Well, R.U. Darby was a young man who got gold fever, goes out west, and he finds a little hole. He starts digging in it and finds a nugget of gold and gets excited. Goes home, tells his family and friends, and they chip in equipment to pull it out by the truckload. Well, sure enough, the first ore cart comes out and it's full of gold. Woohoo! They're going to retire. But all of a sudden, the gold ran out. They kept digging. There's no more gold. Defeated, Darby walks out of the gold mine and sees a junk man walking by. Hey, buddy, give me a few $100. We'll pay the mine and all the equipment. And the junk man, knowing the equipment was worth thousands, says, you got a deal. Well, Darby goes back home, but the junk man goes to an engineer and says, what happened? You know, they hit gold and they ran out.
Sharon have done with this is absolutely incredible. I mean, it is such a great book. Let me flip over to Sharon for a moment. For the audience that's listening, Sharon Lecter is an incredible lady. I mean, very accomplished, and she made Rich Dad Poor Dad what it is. Believe me, she really did. And when I knew that you were involved with Greg in this, I just knew this thing was going to fly. Sharon, tell me in your words what 3 Feet from Gold is going to do to the public.
Well, thank you, Bob. I will tell you, if 3 Feet from Gold does for its readers what it did for me, it will be well served. When I got the call from Don inviting me to participate in the book, I was at a crossroads in my own life, and having the opportunity to step in and work on this project and learn from over 35 of the top people in our world today about not just their success stories, but what they did when they faced their darkest hour and how they got through it. And that was such an inspirational opportunity. It helped me keep going. It helped me continue in the face of standing for the truth and working forward and working through and not giving up and never giving up. And I know every one of your listeners, all of us, we have times in our personal life, in our professional life, where we just feel like just giving up, walking away. And I want to just encourage you to read the book. It will give you that. Over 35 different people are giving you their thoughts. Guarantee you'll find a half a dozen of them that really speak to your heart. The one common feedback that Greg and Don and I have from the book, and people who have read it, said, I feel like you wrote it for me. And that hope, that inspiration is what we hope people will get.
Well, you know, it's absolutely incredible that it's coming out tomorrow. I felt so fortunate to be able to get the three of you on our call. We do this call every Monday night at 5 p.m. So for the listeners, put it on your calendar. It's 2 o'clock West Coast time in America, 5 o'clock New York time worldwide. And we always have people from all over the world. And the purpose of the call, it's a free call. We want you to get as excited about this kind of information as we are. I've been working at it now for over 40 years. Almost 42 years, and I get so much satisfaction out of watching people wake up to the fact that they can create their own life. And Sharon, you and Greg and Don, you know, you're doing such phenomenal work, and putting this book out is going to change the lives of millions of people. But not only this, you've got a big event coming up the 24th and 25th.
We're very excited about that, Bob, and thank you for bringing it up, because it really is a celebration. It's a celebration of Napoleon Hill. It was in 1908 when he began his work, and he was charged with researching the principles of success by Andrew Carnegie. And if you fast forward 100 years to 2008, is when Greg and I got together on this project, 3 Feet from Gold. So on October 24th and 25th, many of today's top leaders are coming together in celebration of Napoleon Hill, in celebration of Think and Grow Rich, and in celebration of this new book, 3 Feet from Gold. It's in Anaheim. You can find out more information about it by going to 3feetaway.com /events. But it is going to be an incredible opportunity. Bob Proctor is going to be on stage. We're going to have Mark Sanborn, Mark Victor Hansen, Les Brown. There's just over 30 different folks are coming together. Never before will they have all shared a stage. This is an incredible opportunity. And the tickets are only $99 for 2 days. We have a VIP level offered as well. But this is going to be such a celebration. We're so excited, and we're very excited that we're going to have Bob Proctor on stage with us.
Well, I'm looking forward to being there, Sharon. That's 3feetaway.com/event or events?
Events.
Events, plural.
No, one.
One, just one event. All right. That's www.3feetaway.com/event. Now, I am going to give this a special plug because I had an email from a man who is a good friend of mine and a good friend of yours. He wrote the book, The Thrillionaire. And I had the pleasure of writing the foreword in the book, and he gives me and my program credit with really inspiring him to do what he's done. The man has earned tens of millions of dollars. He spent $30 million to become an astronaut in Russia, was just in some special cave that very few people ever get into, just there a week or two ago. He's climbed mountains, he's run across the desert. His whole objective in life is see what the human can do. He is an incredible guy, and I understand you've got him on the program, Nick Halleck.
Yes, Nick will be joining us on a special panel where he tells his story about overcoming adversity and not letting other people dictate what you think and I do. John Gray will be there. John Azaroff will be there. We have Gary Goldstein, the producer of Pretty Woman. This lineup is something that no one has ever seen before, and we are inviting people to come and participate to actually experience it and celebrate the life of Napoleon Hill. And most importantly, Don Green, CEO of Napoleon Hill Foundation, is going to be there himself.
Well, you know, I know there's people from all over the world on the line, and some of you that, like, well, somebody coming on in Sweden, or somebody from Israel, somebody from UK, Australia, you know, you may think, gosh, I wish I could be there. The truth is, you can be anywhere you want to be. Go to 3feetaway.com/events and make a decision you're going to be there. It doesn't matter whether you think you can afford it, whether you think you've got time. When you make a decision, you flip your brain onto a frequency, and it will only give you information on how to do what you've decided to do. October the 24th, 25th, in Anaheim, California, is going to be a historic event. You've got some of the top professionals in this industry going to be there. Don, you've got to be excited about this.
Yeah, this is just Bob, it's just been absolutely terrific. And I'll tell you what's exciting to me about the people of your caliber and these other people that's involved are willing to give back. I think a lot of people don't understand. They grew up with the concept that the pie is only big, and if I get some, I got to take some from somebody else. And they never develop a philosophy that together we can all make a bigger pie. There's plenty enough to go around for everybody, but so many people have not bought into that. There's all these incredible people that taking a break in their schedule, devoting their time, not getting paid, just to give back. To me, that's just absolutely wonderful. And I might mention something other I sent to Greg. Hill was born October the 26th, 1883, just a few miles from where I'm sitting. And the governor of Virginia, Governor Kane, he's declared October 26th as Napoleon Hill Day in the state of Virginia. He sent me a real nice proclamation. I furnished Greg a copy of it. And people have responded to us just unbelievable. It's really been neat. It's really heartwarming.
It's going to be a phenomenal 2 days. I will encourage anybody that can hear my voice, go to 3feetaway.com/events, register for it. Get a VIP ticket if there's any left, because you want to sit up front, get close to these people, have breakfast or lunch with them, and find out what makes them tick. See, I have made my life develop on that basis. I started listening to Napoleon Hill, then I got into Earl Nightingale. In fact, Dick Conant and I, Earl's partner's son, who now is the head of the Nightingale Conant Corporation, he and I had the pleasure of speaking at the international conference over in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia for the Napoleon Hill Foundation here a couple of years ago. You cannot give too much. I was reading the Master Key just the other day, and he's talking about going the extra mile and about doing more than you're being paid for. These are all basic rules that for winning. If people don't understand them, they're so simple. Sharon, I'm going to come back to you for a minute. Take just a couple of minutes and explain why everybody should be in Anaheim October the 24th, 25th.
Well, I think you said it, Bob. The decision that we talk about, the personal success equation in the book, Three Sheets and Gold, and it's talking about combining your passion with your talent with the right association, and it's a proof positive because we associate with Bob Proctor that we're living that proof. But also, it's the success equation is taking your passion and your talents with the right association and taking action. One of the people we talked to for the book is John St. Augustine, and he's executive producer of Oprah and Friends. And his words of wisdom is one of my favorites. He says, it's time people replace their wishbone with a backbone. We really need to take action. And so we're all
paid to come. They are there to celebrate the man who helped change their lives, Napoleon Hill. And they are there to give you their wisdom and their, all of them. We're talking over 50 different speakers from around the world are coming to share their knowledge. Never before have they all been together on the same stage. This is an opportunity that is a must. You must come. If you miss it, you will miss an opportunity of a lifetime.
Well, Sharon, you're a person that has contributed a lot to this industry, and so you must get a lot out of it, because you sure put a lot into it.
Well, the more you give, the more you receive, Bob, and nobody is living proof of that more than you. I think the biggest gift to me is when people, I see people take a step to make an improvement in their own life. There's no better reward than knowing that people are taking action and improving their lives.
Well, 3 Feet in Gold is in the bookstores tomorrow by Sharon Lecter and Greg Reed. Greg, if you were going to take a couple of minutes and tell people why they should be in Anaheim. You are one of the fastest moving dynamos I have ever met. You know, John Aseroff told me about you. He mentioned you to me before I had met you. And John falls short in explaining what you're like, because you move faster than he suggests.
I appreciate that. Well, you know, again, just like Sharon was talking, like Don, like you talk about, it is the action behind the attraction that makes dreams come true. And if you think it, you feel it, you got to go do it. The people that we interviewed for this book are not the typical people. See, what happened is Napoleon Hill went and met with the most notorious people of his generation. What we did is we spoke to people that you know the icon they built, but maybe not the name behind it or the story behind it. So we've met with Dave Linder, you know, professor of REMAX Real Estate, who told us his story of triumph. Evander Holyfield, Debbie Fields of Miss Jones Cookies, Mike Hilton, president of NASCAR, Truett Cathy, who started Chick-fil-A restaurant. We're talking about some of the greatest legends of our generation. Tell their story and wear their heart on their sleeve and say, look, it's not easy, but to be truly successful, all you got to do is what the other people are not willing to do. Have the courage to get started, and once you get started, have the courage to not quit.
Sharon, I'm going to come back to you in a minute. Do you have a book handy there?
Yes, I do.
Would you take a minute and find a story in it that you think would everybody really enjoy and share it with us? And then I'll come back to you in a minute. Greg, of all the people that you met in this, putting this book together, where does it stand out best? Like, I was thinking of Dave Linegar. I know Dave Linegar. I know the story behind REMAX. I mean, it's amazing that he didn't quit.
Absolutely amazing.
I put him in jail.
I know. I said, what was it like getting started? And he looks and he says, the first 2 years were brutal. He said, every phone call that came in felt like it was from a bill collector. He said, the third year, every letter that came in was from a law firm threatening to sue him, calling him a fraud. I said, what'd you do? And he says, I took my attitude from trying to prove them wrong to something more admirable and prove myself right. And he says, I called every collector and says, look, I don't got $50,000 I owe you, but I'll give you two things. I'll give you $50 and a promise that I won't quit. I won't file bankruptcy. Don't give up on me. I won't give up on you. He called every bill collector, and on the fourth year, someone bought the first franchise, and that went on, as we know, to become REMAX Real Estate. And he says, forget about me and for my success. He goes, but how many lives were changed because I didn't quit? And how do we know that a great leader listening to this phone call right now isn't about to give up on their dream just because the phone's ringing too?
It's really quite extraordinary, some of the things that we read about. And, you know, in 3 Feet from Gold, it tells such a great story. You know, there's been so many times when, you know, you get there and you just feel like throwing in the towel. But something inside says, no, you got to keep going. You've got to keep going, you know. Out of confusion comes order. And it's always a higher degree of order than that which existed prior to the confusion. Well, you captured so many stories in this book. Let's go over to Sharon. Sharon, have you got one of them that you can share with us?
I absolutely do, and there's so many, so I just kind of flipped to the one that came first. I also love it. It is John Hope Bryant, and John Hope Bryant is the
to have nothing. I also quickly came to realize that poverty is not what's in your pocket, it's what you have in your head. They said 10% of your attitude is determined by what life hands you, and 90% by how you choose to respond. And that is so very, very true for all of us. You know, they're just lousy things happen to all of us. And it's how we choose to respond and the action that we take that really will dictate the outcome. This funny thing, being homeless was one of the greatest gifts I could have received. It made me see things from a different perspective. Once homeless, I gained a new mindset. What else can you do to me? I'm at the bottom. What are you going to do? Tell me no? I already had nothing when I walked through the door. It was all about choosing a different path for your life. There's a difference between being broke and being poor. Being broke is a temporary economic condition, but being poor is a disabling frame of mind and a depressed condition of your spirit. And you must vow never, ever, ever be poor again. Every wealth creator is crystal clear about two things, a vision and a mission. My vision is for the poor to help them see themselves differently. I can do this by helping to expose, to educate, to empower, and ultimately to inspire them to see themselves for what and who they really are, rich in spirit. They are assets, not liabilities, on the world's global balance sheet. Because I have seen time and again that given an informed choice, the poor do not want a handout, but simply a hand up. They want the dignity that comes from doing for themselves. When you know better, you tend to do better.
That is really good.
You can see,
and that's just one sample of what we have in this book.
Yeah, and you can see how gifted of a writer Sharon is, too. You should have thought
the version
that, yeah, the version that John Hope Bright and I came up with was a little less poetic than that. She's just absolutely amazing.
Well, Sharon's an extremely good business person. I think that's where, and the writing just flows from that organization in her mind.
You know, thank you both.
I was at a convention on Monday or Tuesday, I don't know what day it was here, about 3 or 4 days ago anyway, and I was talking to Steve Morris. It was his convention, Exit Realty. He's the founder and CEO of Exit Realty. It's a relatively new company, and it hasn't been going that long, but they have 15,000 agents, and he was telling me about when he started. He didn't have any money. He didn't have anything going for him. In fact, everything was going against him. And you know, when you talk to people like this and they really make it happen, Steve has built a phenomenal company. It's spreading like wildfire. It's going to be very big. But you know, he had so many reasons to quit, but he didn't quit. And you know, Don, maybe you could share a couple of stories about Napoleon Hill, because he certainly had good reason to quit on many occasions.
Well, I can tell you so much about him. He struggled with his work. You know, he quit writing and do sales to make money. His thing was so bad. His dad didn't even approve what he was doing. His dad gave his daughter-in-law money to divorce him the first time. Can you imagine that? He thought he was a loser and he would never amount to anything. And he actually gave her funds to go get a lawyer and get a divorce from him. So. He had a lot of down moments, and it just wasn't. It wasn't just write something that would get a lot of money and go on. But he had things that stood out too. Like when he was 14 years old, he said one of the old coal miners put his arm on his shoulder and said, "Boy, if you get an education, said you'll make a name for yourself." You know, he said he remembered that all of his life, and. So I'm sure the stories he did is like, in one, you ask them their favorites. One of mine is Joe Dudley. Joe grew up as a black in the South with 14 kids in the family, 14 in the family. And I've been to prisons with Joe. I've been to abuse centers and he came to college and spoke to an audience of 700 or 800 young people. And he told about being 17 years old. Joe had a speech impediment also. And
and very limited education. His girlfriend broke up with him and said, "Joe, I can never marry you because I don't want to have no stupid babies." So that she confused his brain with his speech impediment. I actually was on stage with him. I look out the audience. I saw the little girls out there crying when he's telling his story. And he started off with $10, got some used whiskey bottles, washed them out, and started doing cosmetics on his stove and then going out and peddling them door to door till the day, you know, he's worth millions. He's given away millions. And anyone reading that story of Joe said, "Well, God, you know, that guy did that." But, Bob, I'll tell you, and I'll tell everybody listening in, is it's wonderful starting to bottom because there's only one direction you can go. That's up.
I know. I've been there, Don.
Yeah, well, a lot of us says, I mean, you know, what can happen to you? You know, you look up. That's all you can do.
Well, let me come back to Greg. Greg, you're pretty excited about the event down in Anaheim, the 24th and 25th of this month. Share some of the things that you believe is going to really benefit the people that come there, because it's going to be a phenomenal event. I mean, you've got some of the best people in the business coming there to celebrate this 100th year with Napoleon Hill.
Yeah, and those are the people that are, you know, speaking on stage. Well, we want to also put a big spotlight, probably the biggest spotlight, are the people in the audience, because there's so many leaders from all over the world coming to be part of this celebration. And we believe the mastermind philosophy of the great Napoleon Hill of you are a direct reflection of the five people you associate with the most, and your income, attitude, and lifestyle is the average of that group. And if we're not comfortable where we are right now, change that association and your life will change accordingly. This is the epitome of the perfect once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to come associate yourself with a brand new group of folks and take away with you not just all the messages and all the learning and all the inspiration, but also some new business cards, some new contacts, a new association so you can go back home and actually apply all the wisdom that you learned through these 2 days.
You know, Susan, you're on the line.
Yes, I am, Bob.
Susan runs a very important part of our company, and she's very big in the masterminding. Susan, do you have some questions that you'd like to ask either Dawn or Sharon or Greg?
Well, I'm very excited about the book, and I'd love to hear what actually inspired the book.
All right. Greg?
Dawn Green.
Okay. Well, I was a banker for 38 years, and I've been out a few years because I've been doing this for 10 years. But actually, a couple years ago, I don't think I was the smartest person in the world, but I saw what was going to happen to the economy because I was familiar with the mortgage business. I did not know it would be this bad. I would be lying if I said it was. But I know it's bad enough that I sold all my stock portfolio. I called Jim Olson. I think he might have thought I was crazy. I said we're going to take a hit. And he said, "You're going to owe a lot of taxes." I said, "I can do that." So to me, that was that thing of fear. The times were very similar to what it was during the Depression. And, of course, I'm kind of like Bob. I've not only read the stuff, I've reread it and studied it, reread it, marked it, read it, and then went back and read the stuff that Hill wrote, that he read, like Martin and Smiles and Edward Hubbard and all those other people. And I saw the opportunity there that and while we were working on this, Rich Kirkland, the publisher of Forbes, he wrote a wonderful editor page about called Gospel of Hope, what right when the middle is, comparing this time to the Depression and saying, telling the readers of Forbes magazine that during the Depression, a young man by the name of Napoleon Hill gave us the Gospel of Hope. He wrote his book, Think and Grow Rich. So I thought, hey, people need to be reminded. Why can't we do that with people today that's out there? And so that was how it got started, and I needed help, and I needed good people, and that's how Greg and Sharon got involved on it. And it's been so much fun, it's really hard to explain. And the fact is, if we think we've helped one person, well, we think we've done our job, but
that's awesome. Thanks. I know almost everybody on this call has studied Think and Grow Rich at one time or another, and the focus of Bob's and everybody that studies, it's like our own little Bible, so I know we're all looking forward
there as well. But you've got some of the top people in the world going to be there. The people you're going to mix with are going to make all the difference in your life. The one thing that a person needs to keep going when there are only 3 feet from goal, when everything in you tells you to stop, is persistence. And, of course, Napoleon Hill wrote a whole chapter on it in Think and Grow Rich. Let me share with you the 4 points that he said are absolutely essential. He said there's 4 steps which lead to the habit of persistence, and you want to turn it into a habit. They call for no great amount of intelligence, no particular amount of education, and but little time or effort. And the necessary steps are, 1, a definite purpose backed by a burning desire for its fulfillment. 2, a definite plan expressed in continuous action. 3, a mind closed tightly against all negative and discouraging influences, including negative suggestions of relatives, friends, and acquaintances. 4, a friendly alliance with one or more persons who will encourage one to follow through with both plan and purpose. He said these 4 steps are essential for success in all walks of life. Well, of course, you've had to utilize them in putting this all together, Don and Sharon and Greg. Share with me, possibly Sharon or Greg, how you kept working on this book, because you must have run up against all kinds of obstacles.
Greg, why don't you start?
Well, this book truly was a testament of 3 feet from gold. Well, before Sharon came on board about a year and a half ago, Don and I had a literary agent, and we were so excited because we knew we had some gold in our hands. We went to New York to have our big publishing deal done, and it's true we did not get turned down by every publisher. Most of them canceled their appointment and never even met with us. So no one, they just could not see what we had in our hands, and it was so frustrating. And the realities were is that we had to do something called illuminate the negative. Rather than eliminate it or run from it, what we had to do was put a spotlight. And I called up one of the publishers and said, be honest with me, what's going on? Why won't you take it? And they said, look, this is project is bigger than you. You need help. You need a co-author. And that's when we called up Don and said, what do you think? He goes, absolutely. Call Sharon right now. That's where everything turned. That's where Venus, Pluto, and Mars aligned. When she came on, she breathed life into this project. And those same doors that were being shut suddenly started opening right before our eyes.
You know, if you know the right people, you can open any door. Sharon, what did you think when they approached you with this?
Well, I got the call from Don. He said, you know, I've got a young author and I've got this manuscript and I wanted to see if maybe you could give us some help on it and what you thought. And truly, as I said earlier when we first started talking, when I started reading it, I thought, oh my goodness, this is a gift. There are no accidents. It truly was inspirational to me. It truly was a package of gold that was handed to me. And just the sheer honor of being able to take it and work on it and create the end product of 3 feet from gold, to bring in some additional women, to bring in some international flair, to be able to share that message that really is truly a combination of Don's work, Greg's work, and mine. It truly is walking the talk and creating a collaboration that is a celebration of Napoleon Hill, because we never lost sight of where the true wisdom came from. It was from Napoleon Hill, and we all honor that. And I think as we talk about gratitude as an important element of life, we are so grateful to have the opportunity to work on this project. And we shared it, and we didn't tell. You know, we live in a world where a lot of people want to dictate and tell people what to do. What we did was we shared these incredible stories, and by reading them, not only did we find inspiration, and the publishers found inspiration eventually and said, hey, this is something that's really valuable. And so we had an opportunity to go back to them, and we had tremendous success with several of them wanting to do the project. So we're very excited because we know the value of the information and what it's done for us individually. And if it does just one iota of what it's done for us, the readers will get great benefit.
Sharon, I know a little bit about your background, and you've come up against some mountain of problems.
have the same things happen to them. I mean, we're all in the same boat. Most people quit. Only a very small select few keep going. When you come up against the biggest problems, what do you do? Like, how do you keep your attitude right and keep going? I mean, you know, I was mentioning before, you're a great businesswoman. You're an incredible human being. You really are, and you're a wonderful example for a lot of people everywhere in the world, and I think they're going to see this in this book. But what keeps you going? Like, what turns you around?
Well, thank you, Bob. I appreciate the compliments, and I'm very humbled by it. I will tell you, growing up, my father every night asked me when he tucked me in bed, "Was have you added value to someone's life today?" And I, you know, I don't think any of us, our work is never done. The value of friendship, of giving back, of contributing to the people that we know and love is something that's just part of the human spirit. And if your goal in life is to contribute and add value, your job is not done. And I think that the gift that I have, and certainly when I was facing my deepest moment, it was to give it to God and ask for guidance on making the right decisions and surrounding myself with people that were supportive and would be there to help propel me into the future. And I think that's the essence of what this book is. It's about finding those people that will be your champions and having those people that will support you and never giving up and standing for the truth. So many of us get frustrated and we get tired. And that happens a lot even quicker when you surround yourself with people that are negative. So we want to talk about, in the book, one of our experts talks about you don't want to walk away from someone who's negative. You want to run away from them. And it is so true. The advice in 3 Feet from Gold is everyday advice, but it's so incredibly potent because it's from so many successful people who have come together. And in this one book, at this one event in Anaheim, we're going to have the wisdom. It's like taking an aspirin for a headache. It's going to be the right advice at the right time for people that are seeking to improve themselves.
You know, I've watched people now all my adult life. I've worked at this, you know, for many, many years. And I watched my wife be betrayed by someone that she trusted. And I watched her, how she handled it. And, you know, she come out of it, and this isn't too long ago, she come out of it stronger. She actually come out of it much stronger than when she went into it. And then I got thinking about it, and I thought, everybody does if we don't quit.
Yeah, that's so true. I mean, because Napoleon Hill said the greatest success is just on the other side of failure. In order to really value and understand success, you must have experienced failure. And we have an opportunity to strengthen our own life by adversity and by coming through it. We are stronger. And we do understand that the pain allows us to experience and really appreciate the joy. And when we see other people going through it, we are more apt and more capable of supporting them and helping them through it as well.
Sharon, for everybody on the line, we've got about another 10 minutes here, but I know that there's people on the line that hadn't planned to be in Anaheim on the 24th and 25th. I mean, when I first heard about this, I said, absolutely, I set the dates aside, and I just was honored that I was asked to come to it. But what is one thing that will really benefit a person, in your opinion, from coming there, somebody that wasn't really planning on coming, but they're on this call and they're sort of sitting on the fence, should I go, shouldn't I go? If they go to www.3feetaway.com/event and sign up to be at this event, what's the one thing you think they're going to walk away with that's going to be above all the others?
Wow. A great question. I think the one thing that they will come away with is the gift of hope and a renewed energy for life. In working on this book, I got a renewed energy for life, and I believe anybody that reads it or experiences the event in Anaheim, you're going to see so many wonderful people there to share themselves. You're going to feel such a room of love and compassion because everyone that's coming there is coming there to celebrate Napoleon Hill and to celebrate each other. And you cannot coming will help you propel into the future of success.
Thanks, Sharon. Don, what would you say?
Well, Bobby, it's all just absolutely wonderful. I mean, I can look back at when I was getting started in the business world at age 20. If I would have thought that I would have been able to have met you and all these other people and actually be in the room with them, maybe sit down to a table and eat with them or get a talk to them and all, I would have been able to, you know, I would have been 10 foot tall. I can remember when I met Mr. Stone. I mean, it was just to think that you could sit down at a table with someone that had that much experience, and even though you're scared to death and nervous as all get out, to afraid you'll say something other wrong, you know, that memory will never leave you. And I'm sure that these people will come to that event that will have conversation with you, or with Sharon, or with Greg, or with all those other people that's involved in the thing, Mark Sanborn, all those people is. You know, they're going to be telling their kids about it. They're going to be telling their friends about it. Said, you know, God, I'm so glad I went. You know, we go out here and we throw $100 away and we don't think nothing about it. But to spend $100, $99 to get that experience, I just imagine at that age when I started what that would have been worth to me.
There's no way you could have evaluated.
No, it's hard to describe.
Thanks, Don. Greg, what would you say? I want you to imagine somebody's on the line. They're looking down. They haven't written it down. Write it down now, www.3feetaway.com/event. And you're going to sign up, and you're going to come to Anaheim for the 24th and 25th of October. It's not far away. And they're going to leave when it's over. What is the biggest thing they're going to walk away with?
I believe anyone that's either themselves or they know somebody who's going through a challenging time right now. They're going through some struggles. There's some adversity. There's some challenge. There's some uncertainties in their lives. You got to understand this. We need to surround ourselves with positive, like-minded people and not make decisions from a tainted point of view. One of the greatest takeaways I got from this book was a guy named Ron Glosser who ran Hershey Chocolate's Trust worth billions of dollars. And he said the secret of success is to never make a major life-changing decision while you're in a valley. He says, look, he goes, how can you make a positive decision when you get divorced or you get sick or get laid off, the economy tanks? He goes, everything is cyclical. You have your ups and you have your downs. He says, if you're having a down moment right now, just ride the storm out till you have a little bit of a rise. Surround yourself with other people that are thinking differently. They're thinking positively and they're pulling themselves out of that situation. He goes, when you have a little bit of an upswing, make your life change decision from that point of view, and you'll save over 10 years of your life on this planet from making the wrong decision based at your lowest point. And this opportunity to come hang out with these people is the opportunity for that upswing. It's for that time to surround yourself with people that are saying, sure, there's challenges, but we're going to find a way out. We know that there's a little bit of obstacles, but we're going to find some opportunities inside there. They're going to see a hole of dirt and know that there's gold inside. We need you to be part of this thing so that we can help pass this information to you so you can take it and pass it to someone else.
Thanks, Greg. You know, I was sitting here and I was listening to Don and then Sharon and then yourself, and my mind was going back and I was thinking, you know, there's somebody out there that is pretty new in studying this material, and you may just think you're just an ordinary person, and how could you mix with these people? Well, let me share something with you. I can remember I used to think I was just an ordinary person, and how could I work with these, share with these people? But something clicked, and I learned something. And I thought, I'm going to meet these people. Now, this is a strange thing. We're talking here about the Napoleon Hill Foundation, and we're talking about Napoleon Hill and celebrating it and everything. I had started studying Napoleon Hill's material in 1961. I had done fairly well right from the moment I started to study. I started earning a fair amount of money. I started to do things. But I never went and met Napoleon Hill. I used to think I'd really like to meet him, but I'm just an ordinary guy. You know, he's a very famous guy. I could have gone and met him. He was alive for quite a number of years after I started reading this book. And then a radio station in Toronto one day phoned me and told me, because they knew Comet Stone. I spent time with him. I met Earl Nightingale. I met Lloyd Conant. I knew Charlie Tremendous Jones. These people turned into becoming my friends. And I found out that Earl and Lloyd and Charlie and Clem, they were ordinary people just like you and me. And we're all just ordinary people, but we can do extraordinary things if we meet the right people and let them influence us. And that's really what I did with my life. As a result, we work all over the world. Every Monday at 5 p.m. New York time, we run this call, and we try and share information to people that, you know, that just want to learn. It doesn't cost anything. We don't charge anybody. It's something that it's a way of giving the information out and getting it out into the marketplace. But when I took a look at this book, 3 Feet in Gold, and I was asked to come down to this meeting here some time ago now, I thought, you know, we've got to let everybody know about this. Now, I was going to start a while ago with this call, but I thought it's better to wait till we get closer to the date. Now, we're close to the date. All you have to do is make a decision. Don't even look sideways. Don't ask anyone what they think you should do. That's one of the major rules in success. You decide what you want to do. Don't ask anybody else. And you're going to find if you will make decisions for yourself, if you make decisions to go to places where you can meet people like you're listening to here on the phone, the Don Greens, the Sharon Lecters, the Greg Reeds, meet them, get to know them. They're doing things that's going to last for years. 3 Feet in Gold will be around long after everyone on this line's gone, and it's going to help people. Because people, when just before they reach the pinnacle of success, usually go into their deepest hour where things go wrong. And that's when most people quit. That's what Darby did. That's what you don't want to do. That's what this book is going to help you to ensure that you don't do. But 3 Feet in Gold and the Napoleon Hill celebration in Anaheim, the 24th and 25th of this month, is the place to be if you want to meet some real neat people. You know, Earl Nightingale said to me one time, he said, you know, Bob, he said, if you surround your mind with greatness, some of it is bound to rub off. And you're going to also find something Robert Russell said about greatness. He said, there's no trick to greatness. He says, just do little things in a great way every day. That's really what Don, Sharon, and Greg have been doing. That's what all the speakers are going to be doing. You'll meet Nick Halleck, an extraordinary guy, absolutely phenomenal. He's one of the few people in the world that's that little submersible. That's a tiny little submarine that only holds 3 people. Very few people have ever been in it, and he sat on the Titanic, on the bow of the Titanic, and had lunch in this little submersible. Hear these people, talk to them, find out how they keep going, what they do. Now, I just got to take a minute, Don and Sharon and Greg will do it in that order, and just leave a lasting comment on 3 Feet in Gold and about being in Anaheim on the 24th and 25th. Don?
Well, I would say it would spend $99 to go to that event was, I don't even care who it is, that they will remember it and it'll do them good. It'll do the people around them good. They'll think in a different way. They'll think in a more upbeat way, and they'll start looking at things in front of them, as we say, not as stumbling block, but as stepping stones. And they'll learn lessons from them that they can apply. And that's the key. It's not just read the information. It is read it and see how it applies in your life, how you can take action on it, and be a better person for doing so.
Thanks very much, Don. Sharon.
Charlie Tremendous Jones, who unfortunately passed away during the writing of this book, said in the book, you'll be the same as you are today in 5 years, except for two things, the books you read and the people you meet. One weekend, October 24th and 25th in Anaheim, you'll have the opportunity to not only have read 3 Feet from Gold, but the opportunity to meet many of the people who contributed their stories to make it a better world. But in addition, you'll have the opportunity to rub shoulders with other people just like you, people that are going through difficult times.
are facing difficult times, this is an opportunity to take that action, to put yourself in the environment where you can propel yourself towards the success that you've always dreamed of. But it's up to you. It's your turn for success. Are you ready, and will you make the take the choice and take the opportunity to succeed? Because it's there for you.
Thanks very much, Sharon and Greg.
And Bob, thanks for having us today. First of all, we truly appreciate it. The subtitle of Think and Grow Rich, 3 Feet from Gold, is really simple. Turn your obstacles into opportunities. We're all facing certain obstacles in our life. The question is, how do we find the opportunity in it? This weekend is exactly what you need at the right place, at the right time, with the right association. And we invite you, as a select few, to come be part of that. There's only 1,000 tickets available. 600 are already spoken for, meaning there's only 400 tickets available. There's only approximately, I think, 100 more VIP tickets, so we got to take action. It's all about taking action when you know it's right in front of you. And right when you come to this event, we promise you, if nothing else, you'll leave with one thing. You'll learn how to take those obstacles, turn them into opportunities for yourself, your friends, and those you love most.
Thanks very much, Greg. Listen, go to 3feetaway.com. That's www.3feetaway.com/event. All the major bookstores tomorrow will be turning loose 3 Feet from Gold by Sharon Lecter and Greg Reed. And next Monday night at 5 p.m. New York time, this same number, I'm going to be making an announcement that I know you're going to want to hear about. I'll look forward to having you back on the call. Dawn, Sharon, Greg, thank you very much, and I look forward to seeing you in Anaheim.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bob. And Susan Brady, thank you for arranging all this.
No problem, Bob, and thank you to our special guest. I look forward to seeing you in Anaheim.
Keep smiling.
Thank you all for tuning in, folks.
Have a great day.
PM, end of tape.